Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. This is a special episode to bring you confessions to combat the spirit of fear to go with last night's podcast. I'm going to read the confessions to you, and the reason being there are a few of these confessions that actually help to set me free. You see, there is no way to confess God's word out loud over and over again on a situation and for that situation to remain unchanged. The power of his word is so strong. It's like hitting something over and over again with a sledgehammer. And it can't stay the same if you keep doing that. So let's get to the confessions. I'm going to make this list available. I don't know yet if I'm going to post it in the prayers tab at www.justpraisehim.today or how I'm going to do it. I have someone working on the website, and hopefully we're going to redo it and make it where you will be able to download PDFs as well as MP3s. So the podcasts, the videos, everything will be available directly on the website if we can do it the way that I'm hoping it can be done. I've long looked for a solution for where you could download the PDFs of things like this. Okay, confessions to combat fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Psalm 23:4, my favorite one. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It was in confessing that particular verse over and over and over again that the Lord helped me to overcome fear. Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take you thought for the rest? Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He's always there when we're in trouble. He's right there. Psalm 118:6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Mark 4:39 and 40. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and deliver them. 1 Peter 3:14. But and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 56:3. Whenever I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Psalm 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Isaiah 43:1. But now, thus saith the Lord that created you, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Proverbs 12:25. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. Matthew 6:34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient for today is the evil thereof. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Isaiah 35:4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Deuteronomy 3:22. You shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Revelation 1:17-18. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Zechariah 2:5. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Many years ago, a month after I got saved, some terrible, terrible news was delivered to me one night, and I was alone. And I just went and laid down on my bed and waited for morning to come when I could do something about what I'd heard. And after I lay there for a while, I stayed awake all night long. I felt feathers on me, and I had never read this verse and did not know it was in the Bible. And I know now that he was covering me with his feathers. That is a real thing, y'all. The word of God is true. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Those are all promises from God to you. Romans 8:38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. Mark 5:36. Jesus told him, be not afraid, only believe. I hope these promises and confessions are a help to you, and I hope you will listen to them over and over again until they really get down in your spirit. Because when that happens, one day when you're facing something really hard, that promise, that word of God will rise up in you and it will answer your problem, and then you'll know that his word is there and it's helping you and he is with you. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. You'll have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com. Available in print version, Kindle version, and new audiobook. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Have you ever been betrayed by someone you love deeply? If you have, then you know being betrayed by someone you love can be a life-altering experience. What you may not know is that every Christian must pass the test of absolute betrayal at least once in their Christian walk if they want to go higher. No test hurts more or pulls more strongly on your emotions than when someone you love completely turns against you. Do you know how to pass this test? Through a revelation received from the Lord, I share the good news about why betrayal visits Christians and how to pass this test once and for all. Don't let your betrayal catch you by surprise. Get The Judas Test on Amazon.com in print and Kindle versions. The Judas Test.